from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, well, got a little Blazers news.
Bro.
For you guys.
Stop breaking news, dude.
Well, it kind of is.
Kind of is, yeah.
Neil.
Sorry.
I think it's really sexy.
It is sexy, actually. The Blazers are leaving Root Sports.
Yes.
They have just announced. That's really it.
More to come. More to come. This is something that behind the scenes, Danny's been talking about this for months. There'll be an announcement coming, and between 60 and 70% viewership drop last year. The team was beyond irrelevant. No one was watching. It was a terrible TV deal. They will be coming to a television set very accessible to you in the near future.
Telemundo, baby.
They just have to be. Well, I mean, you're seeing this more and more where teams are realizing that, you know, these little small deals that stop people from watching your team, the money, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. I mean, Phoenix recently did this where with the new ownership down there, they just pulled their games off their crappy, you know, cable deal and put them all on local TV and were even willing to send you a digital antenna for free. If you didn't have one, so you could watch their games. And I don't know exactly what Portland's going to do, but it ain't going to be this crap where if you don't have a certain provider, you're not going to be able to watch their games.
And they're getting bounced over to an alternate channel because the Mariners are cracking her on or something like that.
Yeah, it ain't happening. I am whatever form this takes. Leaving Root Sports was the first domino to fall. The next one is going to be these games are going to be very accessible to you because you can't have a tanking team where 60 to 70% of your viewership is gone. You just that is, I don't care what amount of money you're getting from Root or any other cable provider, which by the way isn't a lot. It's you are literally cutting your own nose off. It's not going to happen.
The statement from the Portland Trailblazers reads, Trailblazers basketball will no longer air on Root Sports, but we thank Root Sports for years of great partnership.
Yeah.
An exciting announcement on the future television home of Blazers basketball will be made soon.
Yeah.
I like they thank him for years of great partnership. Yeah. Was it exactly 2 years
was
of great
it two?
Partnership, or was it three?
That was my first
Even
thought.
So, it was not very
it was
long.
Two or three, and everyone hated it.
The
Comcast deal, people hated. The Root deal, people hated, maybe even more than the Comcast deal. And the team's not very good. And again, the numbers when those came out, those had to just be shocking. I mean, that was a national news story. And whether the Blazers were caught off guard by that or they knew that was coming, that ain't good when you find out that much of your audience said bye. And with all the cord cutting now going on and people not willing to go out of their way to jump through hoops to watch even their own home team, let alone one that isn't very good, you know, come on. I think we can all see that there's, in some shape or form, there will be a very, very fan-friendly deal all coming. Although, wouldn't it be great though if they did Blazer Vision again and just made it even harder? They're like, you hated the Comcast deal and you think you hated the Root deal. Wait till you see what we've cooked up here. Yeah, they put them on Telemundo or, you know,
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Look, man.
Although that actually might be better because I bet that's more accessible than Root for a lot of people
and grow the younger generation fan base.
There you go. SpongeBob SquarePants.
The inability of franchises to get their games to each and every fan in their home state is really, it's just shocking that in this day and age that doesn't happen.
Yep.
And that hasn't happened for Blazer fans for basically 20 years. Well, maybe before.
The Comcast deal was...
When was that?
I mean, we're probably going on 15-plus years, you know, give or take.
And then a couple of Root.
Yep, you're probably talking 15-ish years.
I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, and you saw... Remember,
so this better be good.
Well, remember the last couple of years, we've seen the collapse of the regional sports networks, right? Didn't at one point, like Houston collapsed, San Diego's collapsed. I mean, a lot of those regional ones across the country collapsed. And now you're seeing, look, it's one thing when you're the Dodgers, like the Dodgers TV deal locally is like $1 billion. Like the Dodgers just make so much money, but we're not the Dodgers and not many people are. And so, like I said, I for whatever you think is it Ishbia down there?
Matt Ishbia. Yeah.
Whatever,
the son's owner.
Whatever you think of him, and I know it's easy when you're worth billions of dollars, but because I kind of think he's a jackwagon, but what he did down in Phoenix, I thought was as cool a move as you could possibly do. We're trying to grow the fan base. We want people to be engaged. Everyone hates our TV deal. Cool. Here it is. If you have a TV in Phoenix, you can watch the Suns. Plain and simple. Even if you don't have service, if you just have a TV, they will find a way to put you in front of a screen that they can watch their product. And I don't know. I think that's a really smart business decision for a team like the Suns or a team like the Blazers that isn't the Celtics, that isn't the Lakers, that isn't, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. When you're a swinging D like that, you can probably, you know, Alabama football, I'm guessing, can do whatever they want and people will find a way to watch it. But you can't do that in a lot of markets. Even one as passionate as Portland that loves their Blazers.
Well, let's see what they do.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
I have high hopes.
All right, coming up next, he did get an ovation. 346 on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.